Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, speaking to Bob Nybert, one of two stars for the Fox Warriors tonight in their 62-35 triumph over Sekhmet in the Class 5 District 1 semifinal. The other one, Gavin McGinnis, but you know what, Bob? You and him were just spectacular tonight. And the offensive line as well created some gaps for you. But before you give credit to them, let's give credit to you as well. You're a guy that's such a big body and fast as well for a guy your size, and you just drag guys around and bounce off guys and throw stiff arms and shove them to the ground and all a bunch of good stuff. That's kind of what you threw out there tonight.
Yes, it is. It's fun. I just keep my I keep my feet moving, my knees up, and when they're trying to hit you low, you just got to keep them up, and you got to stiff arm to the ground, throw them to the ground a little bit. It's fun.
Let's see, your first touchdown of the night, you deserved it for sure. You had a 59-yard run and about a 45-yard run, and then finally Coach Tinker's like, okay, I guess I got to give it to Bob, right? And a pitch play there, and you got to the edge and got the easy score. And at that point, I believe it was still kind of a tight ball game. But take us through just sort of your touchdown, that touchdown tonight.
Oh, I was tired. I probably haven't ran two plays like that in one game in my 3 years of varsity. And I was dog tired. It did feel good to get in, but I'm not really worried about touchdowns that much as long as we're getting in the end zone and winning games.
Yeah, and you certainly did. You also had a six-yard run, made it 48-28, and at that point, that was almost all she wrote. It wasn't until your teammate McGinnis ran it from about 80 yards out to go up 20 with about six to play. But, you know, again, you got that second score for you. But you and I talked during training camp about rushing yards, and you're already the all-time best at Fox in career rushing yards. And you're making that mark very difficult for future Warriors to get to. You finally got over that 1,000-yard mark, which is what you were looking for this season. You got that tonight. Take us through your thoughts there.
I'm happy. That's all I wanted the past 3 years in varsity. Last year, I was 29 yards away, and I was not going to let that happen again this year.
Just 29, huh?
Yeah.
Most kids would kill for a 971-yard season. But, you know, this Fox team, it measures up to a lot of good teams around here. You guys are 8-1. Again, just one loss, and that was to a school in, I believe, Eureka it was.
Hazelwood East.
Hazelwood East. There, oh, yeah, that's right. It was like a 24-20 game. So that was a real close ball game there. So just one loss on the year. You guys put up 62 against a very athletic Sekhmet defense. You just keep trucking along, don't you?
Yes, we do. And I got to give credit to Sekhmet. They fought their butts off. I got a lot of close friends over there. Dylan Hawk, he's a stud. Blake and Seth, they put up a fight. And luckily we came out and shut them down.
And I was going to say, Lounsbury was limping basically the entire second half. When you're on the other side of the field, I know your objective is to bring the guy down, but you got to feel for him a little bit, right?
Yeah, I've known Seth since 7th or 6th grade. I know he was a tough kid. When we heard him the first time we played him, I knew as soon as they said we were playing him, he was going to play. He was always going to play against us. There's no doubt about that. He's a tough kid.
All right, let's give credit to your offensive line finally, right? So many gaps for you to run through, and good edge blocking as well by Cade Thomas and company there.
I love our offensive line. Everybody knows that. I love our offensive line. I think they are the best offensive line around. Chase and Austin on the left side destroy people. Jogs in the middle, make sure they're not freaking out, and he's the smartest one out there, and he's making sure they're doing the right thing. Joey gets lazy sometimes, but you telling me he's going to pull, he's going to pull, and he's going to get out there. And then Bruns is he's good.
Defensively, you guys made some good plays, forced a couple of turnovers. The first one was kind of self-inflicted by Sekhmet, but the second one was definitely you guys. Do you remember who forced that fumble?
Pretty sure it was Carson Elwood. Yeah, it was Carson because I was in there. Carson stripped it, and then Joey came flying in and recovered it.
And that was, and after that, you guys got a touchdown, and like I said, that was pretty much all she wrote. As you move forward, you get Jackson. They shut out Poplar Bluff tonight 49-0, so you get them in the district championship next week. What are you looking forward to most about that?
I'm excited. They think they've played all these. They haven't played anybody yet, and I'm excited to play them. We're going to punch them in the mouth, and I think we'll be fine against them.
Was that for Coach Tinker standing behind you? Is that what that was for?
No, they haven't played a team like this. Hillsboro's kind of like us, but they've kind of had an off year. but we're bigger and tougher than anybody they've played against.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it and just stay out of the mix there. Hey, Bob, congratulations on the big win tonight. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
Bob Nybert joining us here on the Home Bowls and Spas End Zone Show.